B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Eruvin Daf Tzadik. We're going to start from the very top of the Omud. And this is a continuation from the sugya we learned on Daf Peites. Says the Gemara, Boya Rami Bar Choma. Rami Bar Choma asked the following question, and he was taking on the opinion of Rav. We saw that Rav holds that when you have a rooftop, which is a part of a row of rooftops, a number of gagois, one next to the other, then Rav says that you can only carry Dalet Amos even on his own roof, because it has the halachas of a karmelis. Why? He says that since the walls between the roofs are not, between the houses are not clearly discernible, therefore we do not say good asik mechitzta, we don't say that there's a virtual extension to the walls going up surrounding the roof, and since you haven't got walls, it has the status of a karmelis, and you cannot carry up more than 4 amos on the roof. The question is, what happens if adjacent to the roof you have an amud? Shtei amos begag u'shtei amos ba'amud. We saw before that even the Mizrav that says you can only carry up to four amos, because it's a karmelis, besides for that, you cannot carry from Reuven's roof to Shimon's roof, because the Chachomim say every roof is Roshus Bifnei Atzmai. That's what we saw in the Gemara on Daf Peites. The Chachomim said that Kashem Shedurin Chalukin Lemato, Kach Durin Chalukin Lemalo, that in the same way as the homes are different entities, so too the roofs are. And therefore, even if you're not carrying 4 amos, you cannot carry from Reuven's roof to Shimon's roof. The question is, what happens if adjacent to Reuven's roof, we're not talking about carrying into Shimon's roof, but in the chotzer, underneath, beyond the home, there's a pillar, and the pillar is adjacent to the home, and the pillar is 4 tvachim wide and obviously 10 tvachim high. Are you allowed to carry something from the roof onto the top of this pillar? Shtei amos begag, u'shtei amos be'omud, mahu, what's the halacha? Omar Rabba. Rabba said to Rami Bar Choma, my komi boyele. I don't understand the question. Karmelis roshus hayochid komi boyele. This pillar has the status of a roshus hayochid. It's 4x4 wide. It's 10 tvachim high. The roof, according to Rav, has the status of a karmelis. Everybody knows you cannot carry from a karmelis into a roshus hayochid. The whole discussion before was carrying from one roof to another roof when they both have the status of a karmelis. But from a karmelis to a roshus hayochid, everybody understands that that's not allowed. Rami Bar Choma agav churfei loy ayin bo. The Gemara says that Rami Bar Choma, the sharpness of his brain, he didn't focus on the exact formula of his question, and therefore it came over as a question that ought to be not a question. Elahoche komi boyele. This is what Rami Bar Choma actually meant to ask. Shtei amos begag. If you have one of these roofs that we're talking about, one of the roofs on a row of roofs, which according to Rav is got the status of a karmelis, ubeis amos b'achsadra, and adjacent to the top of this roof, you've got the roof of an achsadra. An achsadra is a type of area that doesn't really have walls, it's just got roofing, and one does not use it for diurin, for residence. Unlike homes that inside the home you use for residence, it's true that on the rooftops we do not use it for residence, they do not call it dira, but at least the roshuya is the different entities are, each one have residence in it. Here you've got an achsadra where the achsadra itself is not an area which is used for residence, and adjacent to it you've got a regular home. And now we want to know, Rami Bar Choma wants to know, can you carry from the top of the roof of the bayis to the roof of the achsadra? And even though, why should they be different to the rooftops that of a number of homes? It's very straightforward. The homes themselves, being that Reuven's home and Shimon's home are very distinctly different entities, then they both have their own residence. Therefore, we understand that the rooftops, Reuven's rooftop and Shimon's rooftop, are different entities. You cannot carry from one to the other. However, here you only have a single residence in the house. The achsadra is not considered a residence at all, even inside it. Never mind the top of it on the roof. So maybe you're allowed to carry from Reuven's rooftop onto the roof of the achsadra. Mi omrinon, do we say, kiven de leichozi hai ledira, ve leichozi hai ledira, chodar ushusahi? That since you haven't got two residences underneath, you haven't got two homes, you've only got one home, and maybe therefore the top, the rooftop with the top of the achsadra should be considered a single karmelis, a single rushus, and at least if you don't go beyond four amis, you can carry four amis, even though it's two amis at the end of the roof of the home and two amis on the roof of the achsadra. Oidilmo, maybe no. Kiven de migag le gag osir, in the same way as you cannot carry from Reuven's roof to Shimon's roof, migag le achsadra and ami osir. It will also be osir to carry from Reuven's roof to the roof of the achsadra belonging to somebody else. And the Gemara does not yet attempt to resolve this. The Gemara starts with another question. Boyer of Bivi Barabaya. Rav Bivi Baya is asking a question which sounds very similar to Rami Bar Choma's question, and the Gemara is actually going to ask him that. Beis amis begag or beis amis bechurva. And here we're talking about not carrying onto the roof of the churva. Churva is a dilapidated building, a ruin, and the question is, can you carry from the rooftop, from Reuven's rooftop, into the churva proper, into the churva itself? And the churva itself is not has no residence. It's almost like the achsadra that has no residence. And the home itself, the roof itself, also doesn't have residence. So can you carry from the roof of Reuven's home into the churva? Omer of Kahana, Rav Kahana asked him, Lav hainu deRami Bar Choma? Rav Kahana was asking Rav Bivi Bar Abaya, is this not the same question as Rami Bar Choma? Omer of Bivi Bar Abaya. Rav Bivi Bar Abaya said back to Rav Kahana, do you think I took somebody else's question, just changed it a little bit, and asked the same question again, as if I'm trying to make an argument here? There's a distinct difference between an achsadra and a churva. An achsadra, it's this area which just has a roof on with no walls is not fit for any residence. A dilapidated building is fit for residence. Asks the Gemara, if the reason that you, Rav Bivi Bar Abaya, asked your question is because you assumed that the dilapidated building has the status of a dira and a residence, then what's your question? Of course you cannot carry from a karmelis into a Yoshus HaYochid. Says the Gemara, no. Im timtaloy markoma. Rav Bivi Bar Abaya was asking as follows. Is im tim tzolema means if you would want to say, then. What does that mean? Im tim tzolema achsadra loy chazi ledira. He's saying that in the event that you would answer Rami Bar Choma's question by saying that the achsadra is not considered a place of residence, and therefore you would be allowed to carry from the rooftop onto the roof of the achsadra, churva chazi ledira, do we say that nonetheless a churva is a place of residence, and therefore one would not be able to carry from Reuven's rooftop into Shimon's churva? Oidilmo, maybe no. Hashta mio les beidurin. Everybody agrees that the dilapidated building as it stands now is not fit for residence. However, with a little bit of work, one can turn the dilapidated building into a building that one can reside in. And therefore, it's much closer to being called diurin, being called a residence, than the achsadra is. So what Rav Bivi Bar Abaya meant to ask is that in the event that you consider the achsadra as not ro'i ledira, and therefore possibly one would be able to carry from Reuven's rooftop onto the top of the achsadra, the question is, the churva, that's that little bit closer to residence, do we say it has the status of residence, and then it's carrying from Reuven's roof into this ruin is similar to carrying from Reuven's rooftop to Shimon's rooftop and will be osa? Or do we say no? Since at this point in time, it's as useless for residents as an achsadra, it has the same status as the achsadra, and possibly one would be able to carry from Reuven's rooftop into this churva. Says the Gemara Teiku, we do not have a way of resolving this, and we have to let this stand for now. Continues the Gemara. Gagin hashovin l'rabmea. We'll remember that we saw in the Mishnah on Daf Peites Amud Aleph, if you have a number of rooftops adjacent to each other, then Reb Meir, the first opinion in the Mishnah, said that all the rooftops together, since none of them have actual residence in them, they are the roof of residence, but they themselves are not used for residential purposes. Therefore, all the rooftops that are adjacent to each other are considered a single rushus, provided that one is not higher than the other. If it's higher than the other, we have a gzeira of tel b'rushus harabim that we learnt about on Daf Pei Tes, and we're going to mention again a little bit later in the Shia. And we also saw in the Mishnah the opinion of the Rabbonon, the Chachomim. The Chachomim say that every single rooftop is its own rushus. You cannot carry from Reuven's rooftop to Shimon's rooftop, something that would be allowed according to Reb Meir. So the Gemara is now asking, Gagin Hashovin l'Reb Meir. According to Reb Meir, all the roofs that are next to each other, a row of roofs, or the Gagi Chidi l'Rabbonon. According to the Rabbonon, if you have a single roof of a single person, you only have Reuven's roof, and not more than that, then of course it's a single Rishus HaYachid. That's what we would think. And the question is, according to Reb Meir, where all the roofs are one Rishus, or the Rabbonon, who, and in the event that you only have one person living there, what is the status of the rooftops? Is one allowed to carry on the rooftops or not? It's again at Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav Omar Mutar L'Talteil B'Kulay, Rav says, if it's a single Rishus, you can carry freely on the whole roof. Shmuel Omar Ein Metaltelin Boy Elo B'Dalet. Shmuel says that you can only carry 4 amis, not more than that. So the Gemara is now asking, Rav Omar Mutar L'Talteil B'Kulay, Kasha Derav Adarav. How can you, Rav, say that you can carry on the whole roof? Did you, Rav, not say a few lines earlier when we were discussing the Chachomim? It's true that before we were discussing a row of homes, according to the Chachomim, and Rav said there that you can only carry that 4 amis, because the rooftops have the status of a karmelis. And here you're saying that you can carry on the whole rooftop even more than Dalad Amis? That's the question of the Gemara. Answers the Gemara. Hosam loy minkar mechitzta. Hocha minkar mechitzta. Before we explain, the reason that Rav says that you can only carry 4 amis on these rooftops is because you don't have walls. You don't say good asik mechitzta because you only say good asik when the walls are clearly discernible, when you can see the walls, when there's a gap between the homes, you see the walls, you say good asik. But when these rooftops that are all connected to each other, you don't say good asik. You don't say good asik, so then you haven't got mechitzas between them. And then, if you haven't got the mechitzas between them, then you can only carry, it's got the status of a karmelis, you cannot carry more than 4 amis. Over here, in this case that we're talking about now, we're talking about a single person, a single home, mechitzas nikoris. You've got walls going all the way around the home. We say good asik mechitzta, we view these walls as if they're extended upwards. And it's as if the rooftop has got walls all the way around it. If the roof has walls all the way around it, you can carry in the whole thing. And according to Reb Meir says that all the rooftops are a single rishus, so then it doesn't matter. You don't need mechitzas in between the roofs. It's true that in between each roof, the mechitzas are not nikoris, because the partitions between the homes, you cannot see them on the roof. They're not nikar. However, according to Reb Meir, we don't need them to be nikar. We only need the walls, the good asik, we only need them according to the Chachomim, that every roof is a different entity, and if you don't have walls, then each rooftop is breached and opened to a different rishus, and they each restrict each other from carrying. However, according to Reb Meir, where all the rooftops together are just a single rishus, then that's not an issue. So you've got the walls going all the way around the entire cluster of homes, and you say good asik, and again you can carry in the whole area. Continues the Gemara. Shmuel Omar ein metaltelin boy elo b'dalad amis. Shmuel said that you can only carry 4 amis on this rooftop, according to the Chachomim, on this single person's rooftop, and according to Reb Meir, even if you have a whole cluster of homes, then according to Shmuel, you can only carry 4 amis. And the Gemara is saying, Kashi de Shmuel ad Shmuel. You just said before that you say good asik mechitzta, and therefore each roof is a Yerushus HaYochid on its own, and you can carry Bekula, you said before. Why over here are you saying you can only carry 4 amis? Says the Gemara, no. Hosam lo yehava yoyser mebeis osayim. Over there, Shmuel was talking about the Chachomim. The Chachomim who say that every single home is Rishus b'fnei atzmai. So Reuven's roof and Shimon's roof are a separate entity. If they're a separate entity, then in any case, you cannot carry from Reuven's Rishus to Shimon's Rishus. And within Reuven's Rishus, Shmuel says you say good asik mechitzta, even though the walls are not recognizable. And therefore, each person can carry on their roof, in the whole roof. And any one roof is not normally very big. It's not normally more than 5,000 square amis. And therefore, there's no issue. According to Reb Meir, however, we're talking about a whole cluster of homes. You have a big cluster of homes with lots of roofs. According to Reb Meir, all these roofs are a single Rishus. So if you need mechitzas, you need mechitzas going around the entire area. You say good asik mechitzas, but the size of the area in between the circumference of all these roofs is larger than Beis Asayim. It's more than 5,000 square amis. And we know the Zalocha, that when you have walls, an area that has walls, but the walls were not made ladira, they were not put up for residential purposes, then if the area is more than 5,000 square amis, then it has the status of a karmelis, and you cannot carry up to more than 4 amis there. So Shmuel says that even though these walls, the walls proper surrounding the homes, were made for residential purposes, but the good asik part, the virtual extension of the walls, they are not extended for residential purposes. It's just a concept that we have, a concept called good asik. But that doesn't make the virtual part of this wall be called walled for residential purposes. And since the area is more than Beis Asayim, you're not allowed to carry them. And according to Chachomim, where Shmuel said here that according to the Chachomim, a single home, that you can only carry 4 amos, it must be that we're talking about a single home whose rooftop is more than Beis Asayim, and therefore it has the status of a karmelis, and you cannot carry in the entire area. Let's see that inside. Hosam lo have a yosem beis asayim. Beforehand, when Shmuel was talking about the Chachomim, where each home, each roof is, so to speak, got its own virtual walls around it, each home is not more than beis asayim. Hocha, but in this case here, have a yosem beis asayim. It's more than a beis asayim. V'hani mechitzos, and these walls that we're actually using and we're extending, virtually speaking, up onto the roof, lemato avidon, they were made to serve the residents inside the home. Lemaile lo yavidon, they were not made in order to serve the people on the roof. And therefore, it's called not mukaf ladira, v'hava kekarpeif yoisami beis asayim shelo yukaf ladira. It's like any enclosed area which is larger than 5,000 square amis that was not, the walls were not put up with the intentions of serving residential uses. V'chol karpe, if yoisim mibeis asayim, shelo yukaf ladira, ein metaltlin bo elo b'dalad, you can only carry up to dalad amos, and that explains Shmuel. Continues the Gemara. Itmar, sfino, a ship, a boat, and Tosa says that this is talking about a boat which is more than beis asayim, more than 5,000 square amos in area. Rav Omar muta letaltil b'kulei. Rav says you can carry in the entire boat. Shmuel Omar, ein metaltlin bo, elo bedalad. Shmuel says you can only carry up to 4 amis. Now the Gemara explains. Rav Omar muta letaltil bekula. Rav says you can carry on the entire boat. Dehoika mechitzta. The boat has walls. It was mukaf ledira. When this boat was made, the walls were made in order to serve the residents of the people inside the boat. So it doesn't matter that it was so big. It's a Rishus HaYochid, you can carry in the entire area. Shmuel Omar, ein metaltlin bo elo ba'arba amis, mechitzois la'avriach mayim asuyis. The walls, even though they're protecting the people inside, but all it is to keep the water out. It wasn't actually walls that are made in order to serve the residents inside, it was just to protect the people inside from the water outside. That's not called mukaf ledira. And we already saw this concept previously on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, and Tosfos discusses how the two sugyas merge. Continues the Gemara. Omar le Rav Chiya bar Yosef le Shmuel. Rav Chiya bar Yosef, interestingly enough, asked Shmuel, who was one of the people that were arguing, it was Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, actually asked Shmuel, Hilchase Kavasoch, is the halacha like you, Shmuel, that you can only carry Dalad Amos? Or Hilchase Karav, or do you, Shmuel, agree that the truth and the halacha is like Rav, that you can carry an entire boat? Omar Lei, interestingly enough, Shmuel said, Hilchase Karav, the halacha is like Rav. If you look in Tosfos and Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, Tosfos discusses whether we see from here that Shmuel actually changed his mind. Continues the Gemara. Omar of Gidl, Omar of Chia bar Yosef. Umayda Rav. Rav agrees, even though he said before that a person can carry in an entire ship, even though it's larger than Beis Hasayim, because Rav holds it was Mukaf Ladira. However, Rav agrees to Shmuel, She'im Kafo'o Al Pio. If you turn the ship upside down, She'ein Metaltlin Bo, then if you want to now carry on the roof, that means what was its base, which is now its roof, and you want to carry on top of this, on top of this ship, he agrees that you can only carry 4 amis. Elo ba'arba amis. It has the status of a karmelis, not of a rishus hayochid. Asks the Gemara, kafo lemai. What was the intention of his turning this ship upside down? Ilei melodur tachteo. Was it in order to be able to live underneath it? That regular ship, the floor of the ship is lower down, is downwards, and he's inside the ship, sailing on the water. Here he's turning upside down, he wants to live underneath it, and now the upside down base of the ship is now his roof. Says the Gemara, Maishno Migag Yechidi, why is this different to any home? We saw before that Rav says that if you have a single home, even according to the Chachomim, even if it's larger than Beis Hasayim, since the walls are there in order to, they are residents, they are made in order to serve the people inside, then on the rooftop, you can carry on the entire rooftop. Why is this different? The ship is turned upside down. It's serving residents for underneath because it's lodor tachteo. You should be able to use the entire roof and say, good asik. The walls of the ship, we virtually extend them upwards. Like we said before, you should be able to carry on the entire rooftop. Eloi must be, says the Gemara, shekafor luzoifso. It must be you turned it upside down because you want to put the tar, or you want to whatever you're going to paint on top of the base of the ship, you want to be able to have access to that. So you turn the boat upside down, and now even the fact that it had walls when it was the right way up, and according to Rav, the walls are there, the Teirich Dira, they were there to serve residents. Now that it's upside down, they lose their status of walls serving residents. They're not considered Dira Bechlal. And therefore, you do not say good asik, or more accurately, the good asik wouldn't help you because it's not mukaf ladira, and since it's larger than Beis Hasayim, not mukaf ladira, you're not allowed to carry more than 4 amis on this rooftop. Continues the Gemara, Rav Ashi masni lo asfino. We'll notice that we had an interesting dialogue before. Rav Chia bar Yosef asked Shmuel whether Alocha was like Shmuel, or whether Shmuel agreed that Alocha was like Rav. So before, Rav Ashi learned that dialogue was actually regarding Sfina, carrying inside the boat, as we saw before. However, Rav Acha b'rei d'rova masni lo achsadra. That dialogue actually took place regarding a different discussion between Rav and Shmuel with an achsadra, which is this area which has a roofing on, it's not used for residence, for residential uses. The itmar, achsadra b'biko. If you have an achsadra, which is inside an open field, it's in the open, and there's no walls around it at all. It's not adjacent to any homes, to any walls. It's got no walls whatsoever. And the question is, are you allowed to carry inside this achsadra or not? Rav Omar, muta letaltel bekula. Rav says you can carry inside this achsadra. We have to understand why. There's no walls here. You cannot carry in the middle. It's the biko itself is a karmelis, and in a karmelis you cannot carry more than 4 amis. We'll soon see. Shmuel Omar ein metaltlin bo elo ba'arba. Shmuel says you can only carry up to 4 amis. Rav Omar mutal taltel bekula. Why does Rav say you can carry in the entire achsadra? Omrinon pi tikra yered v'saisim. This achsadra has a roof on it. What's holding the roof? Beams that are going across from one pole to the other on each corner. The vertical edges of each of these beams, which are at least a tefach high, wide, and we see that as being a type of a wall. And so the halach is, we make an extension called pi tikra, the mouth of the roof, is yoyred v'soysim, virtually speaking, is extended downwards, providing it's exactly right angled to the ground. It goes down to the ground, and it's as if the area inside has walls around it. If it has walls around it, you can carry in the whole thing. Shmuel says you don't say pitikra yered v'saisim. And so according to Rav Acha b'rei d'rova, on this discussion whether you can carry inside an achsadra, that is where Rav Chia bar Yosef asked Shmuel, who the halacha is like. Continues the Gemara, and we're now going back to a Gemara we learned on Daf Tzadik Omid Aleph in the middle. We said there that according to Reb Meir, that all the rooftops that are on the same level are considered a single rishus. Or according to the Rabbonon, where the home is just a single home belonging to one person, where again, the rooftop is a single rishus. There's a machlekas whether you're allowed to carry on the entire rooftop or just four amis. Rav says you can carry on the entire rooftop. He says that it's mechitzos anikoris, and you say good asik, and therefore you can carry on the entire rooftop. Shmuel said that Shmuel assumed that we're talking about it's more than Beis Osayim, and if it's more than Beis Osayim, and it's not Mukaf Ladira, you can only carry up to four amis. Says the Gemara, V'Rav Aliba de Reb Meir. Rav who said that according to Reb Meir, you can carry on the entire rooftop of that whole string of rooftops, all the roofs next to each other, that whole row of roofs, you can carry in the entire area. It's called Mukaf Mechitzos. So it's like Rishus Hayachid. Asks the Gemara, L'taltil migag l'chotzer. But why are you not allowed to carry, according to Reb Meir, from this rooftop, which according to Rav has the status of Rishus HaYochid, into a chotzer that has the status of Rishus HaYochid, and it's contrary to what we're going to see in the Gemara later, that according to Reb Meir, you're not allowed to do that. Answers the Gemara, Gezeira Mishum de Rav Yitzchok Bar Avdimi. And we saw Rav Yitzchok Bar Avdimi previously that, on Daf Peites, that carrying from a higher level to a lower level, when it belongs to two different people, even though it's both Rishus HaYochids, you're not allowed to, because people will get confused and think that you can carry from a mound, the top of the mound, in a Rishus HaRabim, into the Rishus HaRabim, which is seriously also here too. It's true that according to Reb Meir, according to Rav, the rooftop has the status of Rishus HaYochid. However, and therefore we should be able to carry into a Chotzer, which is also Rishus HaYochid, but we're not allowed to do that because of that Gezeira. And Rashi explains why the Gemara said just Rav and just Aliba de Reb Meir. There's a number of other combinations that were possible, and Rav and Rashi explains them. Continues the Gemara. Ushmuel Aliba de Rabbonon. We said before in that same Gemara that the Rabbonon, when you have a single home belonging to one person, Shmuel said that nonetheless you're only allowed to carry Dalad Amis, assuming that this home is more than 5,000 square amis, which means this rooftop has the status of a Carmelis. Asks the Gemara, Nital til migag lekarpef. Why can you then not carry from the rooftop, which has the status of Carmelis, into a karpef? You cannot carry more than four amis, but two amis at the edge of the roof, and two amis into another karpef, which is an area with walls round, but it's not been mukaf ladira, it has the status of a Carmelis. Why is that also? We have a problem. Why, according to Shmuel, is the rooftop got the status of a Carmelis? Because it's more than 5,000 square amis. What happens if this roof is exactly 5,000 square amis? And at some point, the person living underneath in this home, he decides to take away a few inches of his home and to raise it down a little bit. And now the rooftop is suddenly going to be less than 5,000 square amis. Now it will have the status of Rishus HaYochid. So if you're going to allow people to carry from the rooftop into the karpef, which is a karmelis, you may by mistake end up carrying from Rishus HaYochid into a karpef if you cut down the house a little bit. And you won't pay attention to the fact that now the rooftop is Rishus HaYochid. Ihoch asks the Gemara, mi karpef le karpef nami lo yitaltil. If so, if you have two karpefs next to each other, you shouldn't be allowed to carry from one to the other also, in fear that you may shorten one of the karpefs, and then it will become a Rishus HaYochid, and you may not realize, and you'll carry from the Rishus HaYochid into the other karpef, which is a karmelis. Dilma Mifchis, maybe you'll make it smaller, va'osi little tulin, you'll carry from Rishus HaYochid into a Carmelis. Answers the Gemara, no. Hasam, in the case of the karpefs, which are open areas, which are enclosed areas, they have walls round, but it's not like a rooftop. It's like got one enclosed area next to another enclosed area. Imifchis, if you're going to cut one down, minkara, le milsa, it'll be clear, everybody will be able to see that it's been cut down, and it's got to a size which is less than 5,000 square amis, and it now has the status of Roshos HaYochid. But Ahocha, when it comes to the rooftop, it's true that you're going to cut down the house a little bit, and the roof will be a little bit shorter, but imifchus leminkra milsa, if the roof becomes a few inches shorter, it's not going to be so clearly discernible that it's now less than 5,000 square amis, and it's easier to make that mistake and then to carry from the Roshos HaYochid into the Carmelis, and therefore Shmuel says you're only allowed to carry, and therefore Shmuel says you're not allowed to carry from the rooftop, which has the status of a Carmelis, into a Karpif, which has the status of a Carmelis. And Emir Tz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.